This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good morning. I was trying to get my Snake Plissken figurine to stand up. Of course, that wasn't working out for me. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Finally got Snake to stand up. And this is Snake, circa Escape from New York. The real Snake. Yeah. No, actually, I think it's L.A., because he's carrying the big twin revolvers with the monstrous red dots. Anyway, that's all beside the point. Good morning. One of the things you keep hearing from the anti-gun side, their rallying cry, is we need to pass common sense gun safety law like a universal background check. This is the new talking point. This is the new universal catchphrase approved by the left wing and their politicians who have lined up to say it without variation. And they don't understand the underlying problem. So-called common sense, which the way they say it is now one word, gun safety must squeeze in the safety part of it. Laws are nothing of the sort. All five politicians at the first Democratic presidential non-debate said this phrase. You will not hear the term gun control laws from them any longer because, well, unless they slip up, because now everyone understands that gun control means gun bans. Now, one of the problems they have about passing a common sense gun control law or a package of common sense gun control laws is because up to this point they haven't proposed any. That's a big issue. Now, the true gun safety rule for all of us that actually carry guns, that handle guns, that own guns, that shoot guns, is keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on the target and you're ready to fire. That's it, essentially. It also, you know, treat every gun like it's loaded. Don't put your sights on something you're not willing to kill. Be aware of what's behind your target, that kind of thing. The Democrats, falsely speaking of gun safety, don't care about that. They couldn't care less about it. Treat every gun as if it's loaded until you're personally proven otherwise. That's not the law of gun safety the anti-rights side of the debate even wants known. Only one political faction, the left-wing, liberal, progressive one, are seeking so-called gun control laws, and they find themselves fighting an uphill battle. And they're a little confused and very much dismayed by the difficulty they're facing in getting such a surprisingly simple thing done. Why would the low-info sheeple resist such a simple, logical, common-sense proposal, right? We know what they don't know.
If it was indeed so simple and logical and common sense, and common sense as one word is not actually a word, they've made it up attempting to control the discussion once again, they would gain traction easily, wouldn't you think? I mean, so the logical conclusion here is that none of these things apply. It is not simple or logical or common sense, and the public can see that even if the left-wing politicians and their supporters cannot or will not. And, of course, the mainstream media is not paying any attention either. They understand, for example, what the universal background check means. They understand it's not a background check because we have those. It's a registration scheme. The Manchin-Toomey bill, the Feinstein bill, the existing Brady bill. In fact, every so-called background check and gun ban bill yet proposed by Second Amendment deniers has a central element of a gun registration scheme. Everyone who reads these bills, which doesn't include politicians or reporters, they all learn the same three things. First, the public is being lied to. You're being told the bill is something it is not. Second, the promoters promoting these statutes know if they told you the truth that you would rise up in righteous fury against them. The truth is they want to register everyone who has a gun. It's not a background check like we're telling you, right? That's what they're saying. We're not interested in a background check. We want to know who you are and how many guns you got and what kind they are and where they are. Third, they know their only hope for passage is deceit. My position is that if they got to lie to us to get something passed, maybe it's time that they get removed from office. I mean, we can sit back and say, well, you know, Bill, all of those politicians lie to us all the time. Are we just going to take that? At what point do we say, well, I've had enough? The deceit is so good in a lot of cases they remain in power and useful idiots keep them there with the help of an ignorant, corrupt, and complicit media. Registration schemes are not just bad, they're terrible. They lead to democide. And criminals don't have to register that because it violates the Constitution. violates their Fifth Amendment right. The registration list is only for innocent people who haven't broken the law. And that violates every tenet of American justice. We do have a background check already. This is item number three. We actually have identified more than 1 million criminals, mentally incompetent people, illegal aliens, and others who are banned by law from having guns or even trying to get with them. Their names and addresses are on the forms they filled out in the retail gun stores where they went with their money to buy guns at retail. What did the FBI and the ATF and local police do about them? They let them stay free. They put them right back on the street with their money, looking to buy another gun. No penalty. Why would you spend money we don't have for a background check system? And, you know, it's there to stop crime and mental abuse, right, and mental cases from getting guns, when you already have 1 million identified and you could use your resources to go after them now. Are these potential spree shooters in the waiting? Who knows? This would be a true common sense proposal. They don't want common sense background check gun laws. There's the evidence, a smoking gun. There's your proof. They want a gun registration system for everyone's guns. If there's a God in heaven, they will ask this question of the Democrats in the next presidential debate. Why don't you arrest the mental cases and the felons and the fugitives that have been identified with the existing background check, whose names and addresses we already have, instead of seeking money for more background checks, since we don't have money for both? We don't have money for either, actually, but that's beside the point. How do you respond to critics who charge that your call for expanded background checks is just a way to federally register more gun owners, instead of taking 1 million known criminals and mental incompetents off the streets to reduce crime and tragedy? If it's there to reduce crime and tragedy, why aren't we doing it? Because it's not there to reduce crime and tragedy. We have identified 1 million of these folks for various reasons, and they still walk around with money to buy guns. They shouldn't be walking around freely. That's why the background check was put in place, to identify them and then punish them for trying to be a prohibited person obtaining a gun. Yet we don't do it. The only common sense proposal out there, they're not making it. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I got a question for you. $2 million, that sounds like a lot of money. What will that buy for you? I have 8 examples. I'm just thinking of this in real estate, okay? Just to give you some idea of $2 million and its worth. And I have 8 examples for you. In Tribeca, New York, you can buy a 1.5 bath, or a 1 bath, 1.5, 1 bed, 1.5 bath apartment, 1,100 square feet for $2 million in Tribeca. In Paris, you can buy a 1,600 square foot apartment with a view of the Eiffel Tower with 3 beds and 2 baths. If you want to live under the Tuscan sun, 8 bedrooms, 6 baths, 5,704 square feet. And, you know, out of these options so far, I'm leaning towards Tuscany myself. Ocean Ridge, Florida. Never heard of that particular city. Picture looks very, very nice. 4 bedrooms, 4.5 bathrooms, 4,615 square feet. $2 million. Playa Ocotal, Costa Rica. 7 beds, 7.5 baths, 6,499 square feet. Very nice. Ocean view. Very nice. Toronto. 4 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, 3,000 square feet. Very nice. Toronto, happening area. Rio de Janeiro. 2 beds, 2 baths, 2,282 square feet. And finally, Beverly Hills. 2 beds, 3 baths, 1,787 square feet. You can buy more in Beverly Hills than you can in New York for a little bit of difference in money. At that, those prices, you know, $300,000 to $400,000, that doesn't mean, that up or down, it doesn't mean that much, right? Right. Do you know what $2 million didn't buy? It didn't buy one seat in the Virginia Senate to give Terry McAuliffe what he wanted and to take Virginia pro-gun control. For those of you that sit out here on a regular basis and bemoan the fact of the money in there, and you know, and to a certain degree you rightfully think that money should be out of politics, I think money should be out of politics. There's too much. Why would you spend $1 billion, as Obama did, or nearly, in his campaigns, to get a job that pays $400,000 a year? I know it's for the power. But $1 billion, and at its zenith, let's see, that's $3.2 million he's actually going to earn. And then, of course, he'll get a pension forever, and he'll also get outrageous speaking fees. But the actual job itself that he spent, who knows how much money getting, pays $3.2 million over the course of the life of the job. Is there too much money in politics? You betcha. Too much money. In Virginia, they looked at this. in the Richmond area, open seat in the Senate, where Republican Gordon Sturdivant was up against Democrat Dan Gecker, $700,000 was dropped into that campaign. The voters noted this. Like Thomas A. Shearer, a retiree in Chesterfield County, said he was supporting Sturdivant in part because of the large financial assistance Gecker had received from out-of-state interests like Bloomberg's gun control group. I'm not going to vote for anyone financed that way. Sturdivant beat Gecker 50% to 47% with 100% of the vote counted. Sturdivant said he won because he ran a positive campaign focused on key issues like improving Virginia's business climate and schools. He said, "You saw that resonate with voters today." Sturdivant probably needs to get his finger out of the air and take a very closer look around him. Because Mr. Shearer's attitude towards out-of-state money is probably mirrored by a lot of people. This was the carpetbagger Terry McAuliffe's effort to build a lasting advantage over Republicans in terms of campaign fieldwork. He's invested heavily in data-driven voter identification and get-out-the-vote efforts. And he expected this to be used to strengthen Democratic efforts in future contests. Hillary Rodham Clinton will be looking to Terry McAuliffe to give him, to give her Virginia. McAuliffe has a Rolodex full of very wealthy donors from his days as a, you know, he was a fundraiser for Bill Clinton, likewise for Hillary, before he grabbed a parachute and carpet bagged his way into Virginia. The Virginia legislative contest became a spending war between a well-funded national gun control group and some gun rights groups, although I don't know who the gun rights groups that were actually spending money in there was, who they were spending it with. Bloomberg spent the equivalent of a 1,700 square foot apartment over in Paris overlooking the Eiffel Tower and got nothing. He got nothing. The one race that he dumped a lot of money into, the parish race, was a Democratic stronghold. And that guy barely beat Parrish. After getting a $1.5 million infusion into his ad buys. Money in politics, though, only buys one thing. It only buys media. It buys ad time. It buys print. Now, for me and you that get out there and don't believe 90% of what we see or hear, this should mean nothing. If he dropped $2 million in there and he lost $2 million on his little gamble, he rolled the dice, good. I'm glad he's got it to lose. Because he can put all the magazine ads he wants out and get all the radio ads he wants, and he can get all of the TV ads he wants, and he can play them in front of us. And that doesn't have to mean anything to us. It's not like if we see it, we're enthralled by it. We can think for ourselves, so that's really, you need to get out there and build your own consensus. Don't worry about who's spending what money on what. Big deal. Big deal. This is twice now that there's been a bunch of money dumped into somebody trying to control guns in a state, Bloomberg, and twice he's been beaten back. Twice he's been beaten back. In Washington State, they didn't have the taste for it. New Jersey, they didn't have the taste for it. Colorado, they went in. Virginia, they went in. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Dateline, University of California, Merced. Anybody hear about that? Spree stabbing. 5 unarmed students were stabbed at the University of California, Merced, yesterday by another student. Before that attacking student was in turn shot and killed by police. Happened around 8 a.m. in front of the classroom and office building. 2 victims were transported to a local hospital by helicopter. The 3 others were treated at the campus. All victims were conscious. UC Merced first reported all victims were students. They have since updated the information saying not all 5 victims are students. The suspect was shot and killed by police. He was shot by police and later died from his injuries. The Merced County Sheriff has confirmed the suspect was male and a student. The campus was placed on lockdown after the attack. It was almost like this guy, in this scenario, did not seem to care that assault with a deadly weapon or attempted murder is a felony crime. It's like he didn't care about it at all. Hmm. It's almost like he didn't pay any attention to those knife-free zone signs that were probably surrounding the school. Or maybe that because there wasn't any, maybe that was the issue, because, you know, that would have stopped it, too. There is the distinct possibility that someone who is so angry and irrational and decides to go on a mass stabbing spree really doesn't care much about the law or the lives of other people. If you find someone in that feral and hyper-aggressive state of mind, and they start attacking, they're probably going to keep attacking until they either run out of victims within range or until they are overpowered and or shot and killed or disarmed or someone with a weapon at some sort of a standoff distance, closes distance with them. Maybe that would affect a change of their behavior, though the carefully considered measured use of ballistic science. His attack went on for 20 minutes. Now, notice this happened in California. Notice that this did not happen in Utah, where they have campus carry. Notice that even though they're trying to figure out if people can carry guns open or concealed in Michigan, that didn't happen in Michigan because there's guns on campus in Michigan. Notice where these places always crop up versus where they don't. And also notice that most of these places, for some reason, colleges are always carved out, colleges, where we have young adults that we're going to turn the world over to in a very, not too many years from now, and that they can't have any means to defend themselves. Oh, no, not one. This makes campus carry look like the most rational. Hey, here's a common sense gun reform. Here's one we could propose. And all it has to do is fall within the state's parameters, although in California, where's Merced? Where's that in relation to the bigger cities where they don't issue gun control or gun control permits? Where they don't issue carry permits? I don't know. 20-minute attack. It took the cops 20 minutes to respond. Had to wait for 20 minutes for the cops to get there. And it was happening on a college campus, and it was responded to by the University of Merced Police Department. So it can't. How big is this campus? How big is this to where it takes? I mean, purely from a tactical standpoint, if I hear somebody's got a knife, I'm not worried about using cover on the way. I'm blowing the corners and I'm coming around the sides and I'm not worried about hugging the walls or anything else. I'm running as fast as my little bad legs will take me. They probably were going through some bounding overwatch, just like they learned in SWAT school or something. I shouldn't denigrate them, should I? That's bad. Should not do that. I'm so irresponsible when it comes to that. The Department of Homeland Security discovered an interesting stat the other day. Now, they're not typically known as an early adopter of cutting-edge technique, but typically civilians are quicker to adopt something new once it's tested. Now, if you're going to be out there and you're going to be training to do gunplay, if you're not training to do first aid, you're missing half the boat, because if you're in a gunfight, you might get shot. Somebody around you might get shot. Civilians might get shot. So you need to know some stuff. The Department of Homeland Security has announced something called the Stop the Bleed campaign. It's happened in October 7th, encouraging the use of tourniquets in emergency situations. Now, tourniquets have been in use since the 1700s, primarily limited to hospital settings as they were discouraged for non-professionals. That changed when research from the Vietnam War showed a significant portion of battlefield deaths were due to exsanguinations, loss of blood, from an arm or leg wound rather than traumatic injury to the head or torso. As such, casualties were likely preventable if the blood loss had been stopped in the field rather than waiting until a patient got to a hospital. The U.S. military eventually adopted the tourniquet as standard first aid equipment. It first fielded in 1996 for special operations units, and eventually all military personnel beginning around 2005. The first aid kit that used to be a single field dressing when I was in the military expanded to all kinds of things, including something called a CAT tourniquet, combat application tourniquet. All in one, not pulling out your shoestrings out of your boots and wrapping it and tightening it and looking for a stick and then starting to twist it and, you know, giving him another stick to bite on and this other stuff. This was actually a design apparatus to save lives. Since widespread implementation, there's been a 67% reduction in deaths due to massive extremity hemorrhage. This showed such positive results in pre-hospital settings that law enforcement personnel in the U.S. began taking notice. For them, gunshot and knife wounds are also a occupational hazard, but when you look at mass casualty events like the Boston Marathon bombing, school shootings where victims are bleeding to death from arm and leg wounds, having tourniquets available proved to be a fairly simple and inexpensive way to save many lives. So we've known this. Tourniquet design has changed. They've got tourniquets now for your pelvis. They've got a pelvic tourniquet. I don't know exactly how that works, but they've got one of these. Department of Homeland Security has adopted them because they discovered they may want to stop the bleeding. I don't know why, because I don't ever hear of them getting any gunfights, but, you know, it's all about details. So, anyway, just a little interesting aside. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have noticed a trend amongst the conservative writers. For some reason, whenever they're writing a Hillary bashing piece, we have to have a close up of her face. Now the problem with that is that whenever I, you know, first of all, I'll see the headline and I'll want to check out the article, and then I go to it, and then there's Hillary, you know, with this high resolution picture of her face, and I'm going Then I regain composure of myself. I don't think they should do that because it knocks me off my stroke. So, anyway. The latest article I referenced regarding this is that Hillary has looked at what just happened to her good buddy McAuliffe and her good supporter Bloomberg, and she vowed Tuesday to make stricter gun control into a campaign that can compete with the powerful NRA Rifle Association's drive to preserve gun rights and to put the issue on the minds of voters when they cast ballots on Election Day. One of the things she is determined to do is to overturn a law shielding gun manufacturers in lawsuits. Of course, she also wants to make it harder for guns to land in the wrong hands and to expand background checks, even though I've already pointed out that there's a million people they could go after right now today. They could go get their pound of flesh right now today, but they don't do it. Now, the law shielding gun manufacturers from lawsuits, if that actually was taken away, then for the first time ever, guns become a special kind, which is what they want it to be, but guns become a special kind of consumer good where a manufacturer can get out there and, you know, and let's be honest with ourselves, shall we? There's no Zionism and no Bilderbergers, but those gun manufacturers, they get together and they're plotting to kill everyone, aren't they? Gaston Glock and Bill Ruger, who's dead, and who else is out there? They all get together. Sam Colt, they all get together. Doesn't matter whether they're dead or alive. They have a little cabal every year, probably somewhere around the coastline. And they get together and say, well, how many innocent people can we kill with our guns this year? It doesn't matter. We can kill with impunity because no one can sue the manufacturer. Yeah. Now, this part is the, what is this? Now I'm getting spam texts. I swear there ought to be a law. Anyway, all of this stuff that she's proposing doesn't have a snowball's chance. I don't know how she's going to repeal one law. What she wants is this gun registration scheme, of course. That's what she wants. Once again, she doesn't care about you. Now, I can get out there and point out all the facts I want to. Here's the thing that you need to understand about the liberals. Hillary Clinton, like Barack Obama, like Rawlings in Baltimore, like Emanuel in Chicago, like all of these people, all of these liberals that are in charge somewhere, somehow, Clinton not yet, but she wants to be, could care less about prosecuting actual criminals who use firearms in the commission of crimes and, I've got a great example for you later on. A great example for you later on of a straw purchaser. They could have thrown the book at her. They could have thrown the book at her and they let her get away. They aren't interested in that. They're interested in two things. And here's what's in their mind's eye, too. If they know who has guns and how many and where they are, at their bidding, they believe they could, they look at California with their little gun confiscation squad, where they'll go out and hit two or three houses a night, whittling here and there, always whittling, whittling, whittling. And that's the way they've done things, incrementally. They don't have to go out and declare guns contraband and go make a nationwide sweep, because they think that that way would actually lead to an armed revolt. And that is something they are very conscious of not trying to trigger. However, if a gun confiscation ever happens, not a gun confiscation, if a gun registration were ever passed in these United States, I don't care if it's a Republican, I don't care if it is a Democrat, I don't care if it's an independent, a libertarian, a Pentecostal, I don't care. You will never hear from me again. I will vanish. I'll be on the side of the road with a big bag. I will be off-grid. I will find some place, and there's plenty of places out there to go. I will go there, and I will give up everything I've got because I will still be free, and I will definitely not be in a registry scheme. And then I will still pay attention. I will steal internet access. I will find mobile phone access, with not in my name, of course. But I will monitor the situation, and when everything pops, I'll be coming out of the woodline. I'm not partaking in a registry. Hillary is miscalculating here, though. Here's the problem. She may be appealing to her old white, heavily funded liberal base, but she's not earning any friends among young black voters who want criminals thrown in jail and left there. Now, there's a lot of them out there today. They live in neighborhoods where they just want to, you know, they just want to be able to go to school, get out of school, go to work, come home, sit out front, grill, watch TV, something, and they can't do it because of all the crime infesting the inner city. Her insistence on attacking the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, that's going to backfire so bad it's going to blow her hair clean off of her body. She's going to make me look shaggy. It's very easy for her to lie about background checks in the PLCAA in front of carefully vetted audiences and friendly journalists and get a lot of nodding and applause. But if she does become the Democrat nominee, she's going to find herself confronted with a Republican candidate that is going to relentlessly hammer on her on every one of these deceptions in front of an audience that is not vetted, in front of a general audience. That's going to be a problem. I mean, most Democratic voters don't think they can trust Hillary. And she thinks they're going to push that aside temporarily to vote for her because she deserves it. She's going to be a train wreck. We're watching a slow motion train wreck. And those are best done with high frame rates because that way you get to see every detail and every little bit of it coming off of the rails. She'll be the one for the first time the tables will turn and there will be Democrats staying home out of disgust. Or maybe they will vote for a Republican for the first time in their lives. This is what Hillary Clinton is doing. Between Hillary Clinton, Hillary, and Buffalo Barack, between those two Democrats alone, they have destroyed the Democratic Party. Drinks are on me. Let's go into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.